Well, I wanted to make some introductory comments and just let you know a little bit about me and who I am and, you know, why I'm doing this. I'm calling myself JJ. I wish I could give you my name. I wish I could sit down and have a cup of coffee with you. You know, you're my brother, you're my sister, you know, you're my friend. But basically, I just want everybody to know, you know, I've served in a variety of capacities. I was a pioneer for many years, at Bethel for a few, an eye blink, really. In Brooklyn, I was just a kind of a nobody, but I was there. Served for a number of years as a ministerial servant and an elder, about 20 years of that. And I'm still active. I'm still a member of a congregation. I have a wife who is an active witness and is unaware of a lot of the truth about the truth that I have learned in recent last couple of years. I have several children. I live in the western part of the United States. I've changed a few of these personal details just slightly to disguise myself. I hate having to do it, but you know that's what we have to do, because anybody that believes differently has apostatized according to the official policy of the Watchtower, and that's a pity, because I don't believe that's the case. I love Jehovah, I love his son Jesus, I love God's word, the Bible. And you know, frankly, I can pick up a magazine, a Watchtower, and Awake. I can go to a meeting and agree with, you know, 75, 85, 95% of what I hear. It's good information. It's just sad that, you know, the emphasis on the governing body. And if we don't listen to the governing body, then we're not listening to Christ. If we don't listen to the governing body, then we're being unfaithful to God. Those kinds of statements that are in the Watchtower recently and then the ones in the past, it's just sickening, because it has been elevated to something that has usurped the headship of Christ. It's no longer about Jesus so much. It's about listening to the slave, doing what the slave says. And it's emphasized and brought out over and over, and it's just sad. I'm getting off the track. I apologize. I started the site, jwstruggle.com. I started the site because I felt like it would be therapeutic. I felt like it would be good for me. I felt very alone a couple of years ago when I first read Crisis of Conscience by Ray Franz. What a brother. I really admire him. I wish I could have met him. I met his uncle, Fred Franz, briefly when I was there. Of course, he was quite elderly when I was there and wasn't able to see anymore. Met a lot of governing body members and saw a lot of things there, which maybe I'll talk about on another time. But I started the site so that I could just kind of work out in my mind some of these things that I was experiencing. And then all of a sudden I realized that I wasn't as alone as I thought I was. And there's a lot of other wonderful brothers and sisters, a lot of wonderful people, my brothers and sisters, fellow witnesses, that are struggling, fellow strugglers, that are a part of this conscience class, this group of people that have awakened to the truth about the truth, that realize that there are serious problems with the Watchtower Society, that we don't have everything right. We used to think we had the answer to everything. I would go out in service, very sure of myself with my Bible. I could answer anything anybody could throw at me. And now I realize that I didn't know all the answers. I don't know all the answers. There's a lot of things that we're just not sure about. And being dogmatic is not the answer. Just acting like we know everything and using the buzzwords like, well, you got to wait on Jehovah. Waiting on Jehovah is good. We should wait on Jehovah. But you see, while we're waiting on Jehovah, we need to do something. We need to pray. We need to study. We need to seek out and find fellow brothers and sisters like ourselves that can support us. If we have to do it secretly, if we have to do it via email, then so be it, or via some blog site, so be it. But we need to stick together. We need to meet together. And that's scriptural. And we need to talk out our feelings and seek encouragement from one another. I've had elders email me that can't talk to anybody. They can't talk to their spouses. They certainly can't talk to the body about what they're going through, about realizing that higher education isn't the boogeyman that we were all led to believe. And here you've got some brother or some sister that's 45, 55, 60 years old, and they're a janitor. They're cleaning houses, and they're worn out, and they wish that they would have gotten an education or they would have saved some money. But, of course, you know, Armageddon was always coming. And finding out that the chronology of 1914, the dating of 607 is just completely wrong. It just was such a blow. When I found that out, I felt like I'd been kicked in the stomach. I felt like I had just been devastated by that. But we have to start figuring it all out. We have to start piecing things together. And that's the purpose of the site. That's my purpose right now. I'm not looking to make money. I'm not looking to gain fame or glory. I don't care about that. I would like to help as many people as I can, my fellow brothers and sisters. You know, we're so focused on helping new ones into the truth, and yet millions are going out the back door every year. Millions. And it's just horrible. It's sad. So these are the things that I want to accomplish. And these audio recordings, video recordings, will help us get knowledge, because knowledge is power. The more we learn, the more we know, the more that we can get together to help one another. And I can't see that as a bad thing. I only see that as a good thing. So if this is your first time to the site, if you're newly struggling as a witness, you're starting to realize you're Googling things on the internet and you're finding out the terrible things that the society has done and been involved in, figuring out that the governing body does not have Jehovah's Holy Spirit. We thought it did. We thought it did. And now we find out that it doesn't. And it still hurts. It still gets our emotions up. It affects us. You know, we're captives to a concept, like Don Cameron quotes from Ray Franz's book, and his excellent book as well brings it out. Get a hold of some of these books. Crisis of Conscience, you can get it on PDF and read it on your computer or your smartphone. Get these publications, In Search of Christian Freedom. They will help you. They will help you work through and sort of figure out, you know, why it is that we have this basis, why it is that we risk our spiritual lives to do this, to have a site like this. Because as well-meaning as the brothers are, as well-meaning as so many of the elders are, if they find out, they will spiritually execute you. They will spiritually execute me. And I have been urged by my wife to talk to the elders, get help. And I want help. I like to hear all sides of things. I want to get encouragement. I want to get counsel. I need counsel. Everybody needs counsel. Sometimes we need discipline. I need discipline. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. You can't go to the body of elders. You can't write a sincere letter to the branch office, you know, with your name and address and all of that on there, or you will be interrogated. A heresy trial will commence, and if you don't recant and if you don't answer the right way, then you will be spiritually executed, and you will be called the most evil word that has been created and built up in Jehovah's Witnesses' mind, and that's the A word. I'll have a scarlet A that they make you wear. And then everything about you will be discredited. You could be the nicest guy in the world. You will be discredited. You will be considered a harlot, a drunkard, a fornicator, a traitor. You're beating your fellow slaves. I don't want that. I hate that. I don't want to beat my fellow slaves. I don't want to hurt anybody. I want to help. I want to encourage people. And I know there's a lot of you out there that are just the exact same way as me. So that's my introductory comments. I wanted to do that. and encourage you to just gain more knowledge. Don't overdose on it. Don't OD on it. Some of this stuff is so negative. I have tried to look at positives of things. I have tried to look at the positives when going to the meetings. Whether a person has to fade, they feel like they're compelled to do that or not, that's up to you. That's up to them. Whether a person feels compelled by their conscience to disassociate themselves, that's up to them. That's up to you. Whatever you have to do, you know, that's between you and Jehovah and Christ. Jesus is the judge. Jesus is the king, and he's in charge. That's what the scriptures say, John chapter 5 and other places. So we know that to be the case. So look to Jehovah. Look to Jesus. We don't need to look to a man-made movement. We always thought we did, and now we realize that they have feet of clay, just like everybody else. When we put our trust in nobles, like it says in Psalm 110, you see, then we get disappointed. So thank you again for listening. I have more things in the future that I want to say, that I want to talk about, and I hope that I can have, you know, your help and your support and your prayers, and I will pray for you, and I would hope that you could do the same for me. So thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.